This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about random acts of kindness and how they can be so worth the effort. I'm sharing two stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters. This book has been a big hit for us. People are craving these feel-good stories about people being nice to each other. In our first story, Teresa Brandt tells us that she was outside working in the garden with her two little boys running around and playing, and suddenly she heard a soft voice behind her and found a teenage girl standing there. This was in a rural area, and there was no car, so Teresa didn't know how the girl got there. But the girl asked for a glass of water, and then after downing a whole bottle of water, she set out on foot again. Now, Teresa didn't know where this girl could possibly be going, so she called out and stopped her. And it turned out that the girl had had a fight with her recently widowed father, and she was trying to walk 30 miles to the bus station to go and live with her grandmother. The poor thing was on the verge of tears, and Teresa knew she had to do something. She offered to put her boys in the car and drive the girl to the bus station. But first, she wanted to make sure she was not a runaway, so she called the grandmother and confirmed the story. When they got to the bus station, which was in a sketchy neighborhood, the girl still had a couple of hours before her bus, so Teresa took them all out for hamburgers. Before she left, the girl tried to turn down the $50 that Teresa pressed on her, but Teresa insisted and was rewarded with a giant hug. This was all great, and Teresa never expected to hear anything about this again. But a year later, a car pulled up in her driveway. The young lady she had helped jumped out of the car along with her grandma. The girl was all smiles and gave Teresa a huge hug before she said anything. If it was possible, her grandmother gave Teresa an even bigger hug. The girl and her grandmother brought Teresa up to date on how the girl was doing, which was great. And then they repaid Teresa the $50, which of course she never expected. The girl said, "You didn't have to help, and you did. I'll never forget what it meant to me that you helped me that day. You gave me back some hope that life isn't all bad." You know, we always start the stories in our books with a relevant quote. And the one we chose for this story is by Dana Arcuri, who said, "Our job on earth isn't to criticize, reject, or judge. Our purpose is to offer a helping hand, compassion, and mercy. We are to do unto others as we hope they would do unto us."
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Chris Dahlia Marie shared a story that I loved, another one about performing an act of kindness that required some real effort but was so worth it. In her case, she was driving through downtown Houston during rush hour. As she was heading home on I-10, just outside the loop, she came upon a construction slowdown. 4 lanes had to narrow down to 2, so traffic was at a standstill. Chris Dahlia says, "As I inched forward, I noticed an 18-wheeler sitting on the right side of the road with the left blinker on. He was obviously trying to merge into traffic. I was nearly a half mile from the truck, and as we continued to inch forward, no one slowed down to let him in. I devised a plan to block traffic and allow the truck driver to enter my lane. I knew that I would have to block both lanes, or the people in the left lane would quickly move in front of me and continue to block the truck driver. So as I got closer, I moved across the line so that I was in the middle of both lanes. When I got directly behind him, I flashed my lights as I turned my car almost sideways to be certain to block both lanes. It worked. The truck was able to pull out finally and rejoin the traffic. But what he did next was the best thank you. He pulled his 18-wheeler out in front of Chris Dahlia and then stopped his truck, stepped out onto the step on the side of the truck, and tipped his cowboy hat and bowed to Chris Dahlia. Then he got back into his truck and drove on. Chris Dahlia says, "His reaction made me feel so good that a small gesture on my part got such an awesome reaction. I also feel certain that I am not the only person who witnessed that bow and was affected deeply by his act of kindness and gratitude." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul Kindness Matters. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and everything it covers. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to be one of our published writers, go for it. We love publishing writers who are new to us. And 1/3 or even half of the stories in our new books are from writers who are new to the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Just go to our website and click on Submit Your Story to learn about the topics we're working on. And you can also get some writing tips there and the form that you use to submit your story or poem for consideration. Please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Angels, about the miracle of momentous advice from a stranger.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.